Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police want the public's help in finding two suspects wanted in connection with a fatal shooting of a man in Center City's neighborhood earlier this month. KYW's John McDevitt has more.
Police say 31-year-old Derwin Matthews was out celebrating Pride when he got into an argument with another man along the 200 block of Kamak Street near 13th and Locust Streets around 2:30 a.m. on June 2nd. Matthews was shot in the abdomen and died at the hospital several hours later. The gunman fled the scene. Two men, identified as suspects in connection with the fatal shooting, are 22-year-old Nysheen Hinson Rackley with a last known address of the 900 block of Paris Street in the Poplar neighborhood of North Philadelphia, and 24-year-old Tyreek Ransom with a last known address of the 7100 block of Buist Avenue in the Eastwick neighborhood of Southwest Philadelphia.
Anyone with information is urged to contact the Philadelphia Police Homicide Unit or leave an anonymous tip at 215-686-TIPS. Pictures of the suspects can be seen on our website, kywnewsradio.com. Montgomery County has updated its policy on dealing with federal immigration officials, prohibiting cooperation without a judicial warrant. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melworth tells us the change comes after criticism from what advocacy groups have called the county's cooperation with ICE.
Montgomery County Commissioner's Chairman Neil Makija explained the county's updated policy on county employees' interactions with federal authorities and ICE.
It details how our employees would not share information with federal agencies unless required by law and or accompanied by a judicial warrant. This ensures that we maintain our commitment to the rule of law.
The majority of speakers during public comments supported less cooperation with ICE, but when someone asked if changing the policy at the county jail to limit cooperation with federal authorities makes the county less safe, McKeeja replied,
I do want to note that if you are concerned about crime, I would be concerned about the 1,200 criminals who were pardoned on the first day of this crisis. Some of whom have gone on to commit further crimes.
Makija says the county will not sign up for President Trump's 287G program, which allows ICE to delegate immigration duty to state or local law enforcement, saying the county is not a regional arm of the federal government. A grand jury has indicted a teacher from Cape May Courthouse who police say sexually abused one of her former students and had a child by him. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
Investigators say 34-year-old Laura Karen was 28 when she began a sexual relationship with one of her fifth graders from 2016 to 2020 and eventually had his baby. A grand jury handed down a multi-count indictment including aggravated sexual assault. For a time, the victim was living in her home along with one of his siblings, who investigators say witnessed some of these sexual assaults. Earlier this year, the victim, who is now an adult, told the Daily Mail he initiated the sexual relationship with Karen and he doesn't want her charged with anything. This all came to light when the victim's father saw a Facebook post of the baby and noticed the striking resemblance to his son.
A trial date has not yet been announced. The Central Bucks School District has fired the superintendent and four employees. This was in response to the release of a report a few months ago alleging abuse of special needs students at an elementary school. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Doylestown.
The Central Bucks School Board voted to terminate Superintendent Stephen Yanni, teacher Gabrielle McDaniel, and three others. School Board member James Pepper says his 9-year-old son was one of the victims, and he spoke with NBC 10 about the road ahead.
The end of the beginning for us. I mean, we will be dealing with this for the rest of our lives.
The nonprofit group Disability Rights Pennsylvania released a report in April that alleged that a teacher and an aide abused 4 K to second grade students in an autism support classroom from September to December last year. DRP says there were credible claims that the students were restrained, denied water, and in one case, a student was allowed to be naked in a classroom for long periods of time.
Yanni was placed on leave after the report came out. McDaniel has denied the allegations in a statement and said the truth would prevail. Her lawyer says they'll file a wrongful termination grievance against the district. Warwick Police and the Bucks County DA's office have declined to file charges, believing it's a non-criminal matter with more to do with district policies. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.